Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If it happened to a celebrity, Lissa has her take. Enough for a takeout container. Here's your celebrity feed on KRC.
So I was telling you last week that this concert goer at a Jonas Brothers concert was filmed looking at their phone, and they were looking at resumes. And so this person that was filming posted it, and they said, "Scott Kelly, I hope you get the job, because they're looking at your resume at a Jonas Brothers concert." And so Scott Kelly starts trending, and the Jonas Brothers are going, "Recommend this person for the job. Scott Kelly always shows up. He's the inspiration for all of our songs." All these major corporations jumped in the comment thread recommending Scott Kelly for the job. So Jimmy Fallon did a follow-up, and he found Scott Kelly, the resume person. And he invited him on the show, and he's like, "You're going to meet the Jonas Brothers." And believe it or not, he had no idea who the Jonas Brothers even are.
We have not met each other.
No. Oh.
They have not met each other. This is a totally real thing. We wanted to surprise
this is
you
awesome.
Guys.
I'm like in shock.
Can I share a real thing?
Yeah, please.
I had never heard of you before this.
My wife had to tell me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I didn't have Disney Channel growing up. I didn't know.
They've transcended Disney Channel.
Okay.
It's been an interesting week. So Monday, I'm sitting in class, and my buddy hits me up and says, "Hey, dude, you're going famous on TikTok." I'm like, "I don't even have a TikTok." So he sends me this blurry screenshot. It's like, "Is this your resume?" I'm like, "No, it's not my resume." Over the next 24 hours, everything I have starts blowing up with messages. So I actually download TikTok, go look at the original video, and go, "Yeah, that's me."
I'm still curious to know which job he actually took, because he got quite a few offers.
That's fair. He works for just some regular like company in like Buffalo or Syracuse. I'm like, come on, get out of up Buffalo and Syracuse. It's going to be like 4 feet of snow. Take a job somewhere nice. You got all these offers now.
Keep us posted, Scott Kelly.
Yeah.
That's so cool. All right, moving on. If you are a Wicked fan, as I am, I cannot wait for the Wicked sequel. Already have my tickets for Thursday. Ariana Grande has been posting a ton of behind the scenes videos, pictures from the premiere. This is her and Cynthia doing live vocals. And they insisted, if you know anything about the movies, they insisted on doing their vocals live. They didn't do them in a studio. And this is just, you can see the key grip in the frame. Like, this is just them raw. And they just sound so good. How rare it is that nobody does live vocals in a movie anymore. They used to, but no more. They usually have you overdub everything.
Yeah, it was so common back in the day when you got, you know, Ginger Rogers and like Fred Astaire, mm-hmm. and they're like singing and they're dancing and you can hear them breathing, right? It's like it's not perfect in every movie, but now they're kind of bringing that back, which I love.
I like the not perfect, and it's funny you say not perfect because those two are always perfect.
Pretty much,
you
know? Right?
It's like always perfect.
They hit every note, but you can tell it's real because you can hear their breaths and things that you know would be taken out of a song.
It's so real. Oh, I can't wait to see this movie. All right, we are giving away, as you know, tickets to see Alex Warren all week long on his tour for Philly, 8:10 and 4:10 every day. Congrats to Patty in Scranton, who just won from us. And he did a really cool ad where Jennifer Aniston is playing a judge, like Judge Judy, and it's a courtroom where little orphan Annie is facing off against Alex Warren.
Your Honor.
You're late.
I know, I'm sorry. I was on tour. It was
in
Europe.
Okay. You are here today because little orphan Annie here is suing you, preventing your U.S. tour from happening.
Yeah, that little has been stealing my whole brand since Musical.ly. I hate him.
Do you hear her? She's a psychopath.
You ugly
Excuse me. In my courtroom, we conduct ourselves respectfully.
Because it's called Little Orphan Alex. I think that's hilarious.
Yes. I like it. I love that they got Jennifer Aniston involved. Not sure what she really has to do with any of it, but
I have no idea, but that's a good get.
Yeah, more Jennifer Aniston is a good thing.
So listen up, 4:10 this afternoon to Jeff and Kristen. They will hook you up once again. Okay, over the weekend, my brain exploded because, you know, I love the Kardashians. I love Britney Spears. And they had a slumber party together. Kim Kardashian, Khloe, and Britney Spears had a slumber party, and the kids were there, and they learned Britney choreography.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. This bed vibrates.
What the f***? What the f***?
What happened there, and who orchestrated that?
Where does that come about? Like, does, you know, Kim's like, hey, Britt. Me and Khloe are just hanging out. You want to come spend the night? Bring the kids. We'll have a slumber party.
I think this was somebody's publicist. And I think Kris Jenner probably deserves the credit on this one.
Always.
I'm just throwing that out there. I think she reached out to Britney's people, if Britney still has people, or Britney herself. And she was like, hey, this would be good PR. All of you can have a slumber party. It's going to look super cute. But it was a bit weird in the moment because they were never really tight back in the day. They knew each other. It was just kind of odd to see all of a sudden you're all in bed, like your best friends, like you hang out all the time. And it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never knew that they were close like this, but I wasn't like a big, I liked Britney and I kept up with Britney news, but I didn't keep up with Kim K news much. So I didn't know if they were friends back in the day.
They knew each other, but I just didn't know that they were at pillow fight level.
But she looks better and she sounds better, but I think she just needs to change that eye makeup, and Britney could be, people could stop worrying about her as much. The eye makeup makes me worry more.
And maybe that's why they did it. So people don't worry. They're like, she has friends. She's okay.
And she's surrounded by billionaires
by billionaires. The kids are learning the choreography, and actually they were really good at the dancing. Hey. I don't know. I wish I could have been invited to that party. It looked actually pretty cool.
No matter what happens with Britney, no matter what's going on in her brain, she can always dance.
Always. Jelly Roll. How about this? Jelly Roll just shaved his beard.
Uh-oh.
His wife, Bunny, has been with him for 10 years, and Bunny said, I have never seen him clean shaven, ever. Here's part of her reaction.
That's where it went south.
All right. The goatee, the mustache was fire. The total naked face, it's not terrible. Let me see. It's not terrible.
She said not terrible, which is not a really huge compliment, but they didn't post the end photo. They posted him in increments where he's got a goatee and he's got the little stash. But then when he's fully clean shaven, we don't get that photo, I guess, till later because I checked. It's not posted.
It's still
yet.
Yeah. I just checked. I'm checking hers. I'm like, where is this? Where's the after? But listen, his face looks incredibly different now that he's lost all that weight. So maybe he just wants to see exactly what's underneath that. It's been so long. Maybe he used that beard and mustache and stuff to kind of hide them for the weight. And he's like, let me just see what I look like now.
He said that's why he did it. He said, I've never had a jawline. I want to see what my jawline looks like.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and he looks incredible. Like, he looks happy. He looks healthy.
Yes.
And this is what it's all about. Like, if he could be a role model for some people to get out there and just look. If this dude's named Jelly Roll, they're going to have to change his name. He's going to be like
Skinny Salmon Roll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.